We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guys, Pomp is off to do the Mike Tomlin news conference at 11. He'll rejoin us at 1. So before he left, I wanted to get to his favorite segment, decisions, quick takes on things that happened in the game yesterday. Decisions that happened in the game. One was good old Doug Marrone with an early onside kick, Ron, right after they scored their opening field goal. Marcus Allen with an alert play to recover it. What'd you make of that?
I had no problem with that. You're the 1-8 Jaguars against an undefeated team. Try to catch them off balance. I had no problem with that. If it works, you know, we're raving about what a genius he is for trying it. But, you know, those things are gambles. When they work, you look smart. When they don't, you look stupid. But, you know, if you're 1-8, I had no problem with that, Bob.
No, I didn't either. I mean, you got to try something. I think it's an alert play by Pittsburgh to know what was coming. But,
yeah,
what are you going to do? You don't have much of an offense there to deal with a six round pick who is completely confused and I think a little bit afraid isn't the right word, but he was clearly aware of the Steeler pass rush, Joe.
Man, looking at him on the sidelines before the game, he didn't look comfortable, let's just put it that way. So that leads to decision number two, which was Marrone sticking with Jake Luton and his porn mustache through the whole game instead of going to Steelers killer Mike Glennon. Two of Glennon's six career wins have come against the Steelers. I would have gone to Glennon in the second half, certainly after interception number four, Ron. Maybe even after interception number three or two. You?
Yeah, probably after interception number three. It was probably too late, really, to make a change. But, you know, again, he sees these guys in practice. Maybe he thinks Glennon stinks. But if you look at the history against the Steelers, as you have noted, he has indeed been a Steeler killer. So, you know, I don't know that it would have hurt him to do anything. He probably wouldn't have lost anything. I don't know how much it would have gained by doing it, Bob.
Yeah, I think at that point it was, you know, they were pretty much done. The turnover, the nice batted pass by Tyson Alualu right into the hands of Fitzpatrick, that turned everything around, a 14-point swing. But, you know, they're going to try their young guys. They got a lot of people who they're the youngest team in the NFL, so they want to see what they got, so they make decisions. I don't think Mike Glennon is part of their future, so they probably figure let's just stick with this kid and see what he can do.
Next decision, Ben throwing to the end zone at the half, much like the Tennessee game when they could have easily for a field goal. What'd you think of that, Ron?
I didn't like it, obviously. I didn't like it in Tennessee either, but that's occasionally how he's going to play. He sees something. Now, that time, he had to step up in the pocket. They got a little bit of pressure on him for one of the few times, and he looked like he just kind of tried to force it, threw it up in the air, and I guess James Washington got knocked off balance. But at that point, you want to see him take the points. But, you know, there have been so many good plays by Ben. You live with those occasional bad ones, Bob, and that was a bad one. He noted it after the game. He said, that's on me, and knew he probably shouldn't have thrown the ball in that situation like that.
But I like the nature of the throw. I mean, he's trying to really take advantage of a situation. It was right before halftime. There's really no risk of the interception hurting them in any way. So he tried to make a play. It didn't work. That's going to happen when you pass the ball a lot. And I thought actually there was some contact there with James Washington. If he had thrown the ball on the inside, he was going to be all alone. But I think he expected, Ben did, that Washington was going to break outside and the defender hit him and prevented him from getting there. So, but, you know, in that kind of situation, it's mostly ad-libbed at that point. He's out of the pocket. He's moving ahead. He's trying to make things happen, and that occurs. I had no problem with it, Joe.
Isn't the risk of the interception there that you don't get the field goal to go up by, what would they have been up then, 17 points, so more than two scores?
Yeah, but with that team, I didn't think there was any threat of them coming back. I didn't think there was any threat of them coming back. So I thought they were just trying to score and take advantage of the position they had in the field. And if it works, it looks great. If it doesn't, then people talk about it. But I would have taken the points if that was a Ravens game or somebody that has the offensive power to come back in the game. I felt like Jacksonville had no shot at that point. Ron?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they didn't have any shot, but still you don't want to get in the habit of giving up points when you have points like they had there. So, again, Ben mentioned it after the game. I know he wasn't happy with himself on that play, but, you know, I'm normally with you. You know, I love when he takes his chances because most often it pays off, but that one it didn't, and it just didn't – it didn't feel like it was the right way to end the half, and it did bring back memories of the Jacksonville game, Joe, which I thought was a momentum changer in that game, you know, because that seemed to lift Tennessee up going into the second half. But again, I think Bob's point is Tennessee is not Jacksonville is not Tennessee. They didn't have the weapons to come back, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would have taken the field goal and was thinking it at the time in both games. Like, it's almost bonus time here. Just get the three and get out of here. You never probably didn't think you'd be in this position. Take, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth here. Just kick a field goal. This leads to two other decisions. Ben's decision to throw a block on Connor's crazy run, at least a hip check, where he went down and then another guy went flying over him. And then Ben's decision to go after the guy who intercepted his ball and seemingly made a diving attempt to tackle him. Bob, what's going on here? I mean, I've heard Tomlin call Ben a sick competitor. I guess he's right here because that was insane to me. And yet, what do you do? He is. He's a sick competitor.
That's simply instinct. That's what he wants to do. I mean, he made one of the best tackles in Steelers history against Nick Harper in that playoff game against Indianapolis. He knows how to do that, but I would not advise it. As soon as I saw that on both cases, Ron, I was thinking of Sean Sweezum in the Hall of Fame game when he tried to make a tackle on a ridiculous play, and he ended up ripping up his knee. There are certain things that a quarterback should not do, or for that matter, a kicker. I have no problem with people getting out of the way if it means saving an injury. So that's what I thought of when it happened, but the instinctive part of Ben Roethlisberger is going to go and make that try every time, Ron. I don't think you can change it.
No, I mean, it's easy for us to sit here and say he should run the other way, not get involved.
I think we lost Ron there, Bob.
Yes.
Ron, can you hear me? Yeah, I think we lost Ron. So
no, I'm back. I'm back now. I'm sorry, guys. That's just not the way he operates. You know, it's easy for us to say he shouldn't do that, but he just sees a play. He's not thinking about getting hurt. He's going to try to do what he has to help the team win. You hold your breath when he does it, though. He dove to make that tackle on the sideline there after that interception. I mean, who knows? But that's just the way he is. He's as much of a competitor as anyone I've ever seen, Joe.
Yeah, I just don't think it's very smart. I guess if he can't help it, he can't help it. But neither play. I mean, that's their season on the line. You know, I've seen guys not do that. I've seen Peyton Manning sack himself late in his career. He would just go down whenever he was in trouble. I wouldn't advise taking it to that extreme. But, man, that's their season right there. Last decision, Mark Cabali here. I thought this might happen. I thought it should happen, and it did happen. Cabali's tweet today, with the Steelers playing on a short week, the defensive line outside linebacker rotations were targeted to play fewer snaps against the Jags, and they did. Tuitt went from 82% in the past four games to 72%. Hayward went all the way from 88% to 64%. Dupree went from 94% to 67%. Now, Watt went from 90 to 86%. I actually would have liked to have seen his percentage drop even more. Bob, what did you make of really Mike Tomlin sort of preserving people when he's got two games in 5 days?
Yeah, I think it's a prudent thing to do, and I think a lot of it was predicated on how that game went. I think if they didn't build a lead at halftime and they had to work them way out themselves out of a hole, for example, I don't think he would have seen that. But I think he's very aware of how to keep these guys fresh, knowing that it is a short week. I think they're very much looking to this next rest that they're going to. It's sort of a mini bye week that they didn't have earlier, Ron. So you have to be aware of the condition of your players. And when that game became 17-3, I think he decided the best thing to do was try to work some younger guys in. And I thought guys like Highsmith.
See, I saw it before that. Reps. Bob, I saw it in the first half as well. And as Cabali says, this was pre-planned.
Yeah, but I think if they had trailed in this game, you wouldn't have seen that, do you?
They did, early trail. I do think you would have seen it.
So you would have thought if they're down in this game in the second half, that they would have continued to run Highsmith out there instead of Dupree? I don't think that.
No. If they were down in the second half, I think you definitely would have seen their starters out there. But it was planned here that they were not going to play these guys as much. And you could see in their defensive line rotation in the first half, those guys were out there a lot. I mean, for Hayward to go from 88% of the snaps to 64% and Dupree go from 94 to 67, that's a precipitous drop right there.
Yeah, it is. But I think that they felt pretty comfortable after they got into that game and saw what they could do against that quarterback. I would tend to agree with Bob. I don't know that they would have done it if they were playing a more formidable opponent, but it worked out well for them because it is a short week. Now the key, you know, we always talk with Roethlisberger when he did the show with us. He said you hate these Thursday night games because they're so short following the other one. He said, but there's no greater feeling than when you win because you know then you have 10 days off before the next one. So they will get a little bit of a break after this game. You know, but I thought Tomlin handled it very well, getting guys some breaks yesterday, Joe.
Yeah, so did I, and that was the spot to target it. Hayward was a particular concern for me, just because he had seemed to accumulate some wear and tear this season, and you got to keep guys healthy. You just have to. I mean, to expect a guy to play 90% of the snaps again and then come back Thursday and do it again, it's just, I don't think it's smart. Bob, you have to leave, yes?
Yes, we're over here at Heinz Field right now getting ready. We shoot the Mike Tomlin show that we air on KDKA now before his press conference, and then we have the press conference on Pittsburgh CW. So I intro that, so we got a lot to do here, and I'll be back with you at 1. We can discuss.
Tell him we said hello and get the inside scoop on Juju, and we'll have breaking news at 1 o'clock, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks. I'll see you in a bit.
Ron, did you want to say goodbye to Bob?
No, not especially. I'll say hello to him when he comes back. We almost had a great, though, when Joe decisions. How about the one I was laughing out loud when the Jaguars have a 4th and 1 in their own territory. They line up the punt. They take a delay of game penalty to make it 4th and 6 and send the offense back on the field. That one would have been fun to discuss if they had actually gone through with it, wouldn't it?
Tremendous. Let's talk about a couple of other ones that we didn't get to, including the officiating, Ron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.